It's in the buff.
It's in the buff. Hi, you guys.
I'm Max Blowers.
The gorgeous Max Blowers.
Oh.
And I'm Anita Buffum. The even more gorgeous Anita Buffum.
Well.
And.
How are you?
I'm good. Just had a fabulous Pride weekend.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
On this episode of In the Buff,
we're talking summer party stuff.
Summer party stuff.
One of our listeners sent me a request.
Oh, I love that.
And for something to make in a large scale. It's like a party punch. So we'll get into that.
And I also got a request.
Yeah.
About asking to talk about the new Jaclyn Hill face palette.
Oh.
Which is a makeup thing for...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. So I'm excited to talk about that. Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And we've just got some summer gossip.
I love it.
It's a fun one.
Here we go. Hi, you guys. Anita Buffum here. Beauty expert extraordinaire and all around fantastic human being. I gotta talk to you guys about something. Now, you know, Audible has been a sponsor of our podcast from episode one, and they continue to be our sponsor. And you can help keep In the Buff free to listen to every week by joining Audible at audibletrial.com/buffumbeautiful. audibletrial.com/buffumbeautiful. Now, I gotta talk to you about this book I just found. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm so excited. Because, you know, I'm like a social media maven. You know, I'm on the Facebooks and the Instagrammies and the Twits bits or whatever. And this book looks right up my alley. It's called You Are Not So Smart: Why You Have Too Many Friends on Facebook, Why Your Memory Is Mostly Fiction, and 46 Other Ways You're Deluding Yourself, by David McCraney. An entertaining illumination of the stupid beliefs that make us feel wise. You believe you are a rational, logical being who sees the world as it really is, but journalist David McRaney is here to tell you that you're as deluded as the rest of us. But that's... okay. Delusions keep us sane. Based on the popular blog of the same name, You Are Not So Smart collects more than 46 of the lies that we tell ourselves every day. Going to audibletrial.com/buffumbeautiful gets you a 30-day trial membership and a free download of your choice and helps keep In the Buff, the podcast, free. Another way to support In the Buff podcast and keeping it free is to go to our website and click the donate button. What do you got for me this week?
All right.
Something delicious?
So this is kind of fun. This was... a request that I had.
I love when we get requests.
I do too.
I love it.
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you guys. Please send us your requests. If you have any makeup stuff you want me to talk about, if you have any drink ingredients you want Max to work with or a drink you want him to make, message us on all social media. Okay, get back to it. I'm sorry.
Well, this is exactly the kind of thing I like. One of my coworkers and dear friend, his name is Percy, over Memorial Day weekend, was going out of town for a big barbecue. And he had gotten, through a promotion, a big bottle of the effin' brand cucumber vodka.
Watch your mouth.
Effin' vodka. He got some effin' vodka. That's 50 Cent's brand.
Fitty. Which you're... yeah, well acquainted with.
Which I almost got run over by.
You can hear that in episode... something. I don't know, something.
So... he got this bottle at a promotion and he asked me, what should I do with this? I was like, well, funny you ask. That's what I do.
I have just the thing.
I sounded like Ursula.
Funny you
ask. That's what I do.
Okay, anyway, make the damn drink.
Where were we? Oh.
You're making a drink.
So he was like, I'm going to a barbecue and it'd be great if I could make one big batch of something. So not sitting around making everybody at the party an individual drink. He's like, but I want to bring something. Can I make like a big punch or something? And I was like, absolutely. Let me play around and I'll get back to you. So I kind of came up with a cucumber lemonade with basil, which we did something similar in one of our early podcast episodes. I did a gin, lemon, basil thing. But this is on a large scale, so I wanted to kind of walk through
how... But I think before you start that, I need a shot of this cucumber vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Because well, I need to... Yeah. I think I need to...
We just need to know...
How... Yeah.
Fitty's cucumber smells good.
Ooh. And it's a nice girthy bottle. This is one of those, like, multiple uses, this bottle.
You can get...
Pardon me?
You can get a good grip on that.
I love this. Imported from Holland, cucumber-flavored vodka. Now, not infused, flavored.
No, but what we're going to do is...
Oh, and vanilla. Expertly distilled from wheat grain, deliciously enhanced with natural cucumber and vanilla flavors. You know, cucumber vodka is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't have it often, but like... I always am. Anytime I have a drink with it, I'm like, yes.
Yes, cucumber.
Yes. Okay, let's see.
Down the hatch it goes.
Wow. Wow. Woo. I can feel that one in my down betwixt me below. Wow. You know when you like are driving and you go over a quick little hill? That's what that feels like.
And you get that tingle.
Yeah, that woo. Yowza. It smells better than it tastes. It's very strong.
Well, we're going to enhance it.
Okay, let's do it.
With some natural flavor.
Let's go, girl. Let's go, girls. I suddenly have flashbacks to, like, every drag queen in Syracuse where I grew up, 1998.
Shania Twain. Really?
I fucking love that song. That, and I'll never forget. Drag 101. I'll never forget this ever in my life. Now, I might have talked about this before. Please pardon me if I have. Something I loved about my hometown drag queens was that they were... Now, it's different now. I mean, this was years ago.
Uh-huh.
But they were so in it. You know what I mean? They, like, loved it. They just loved doing drag, you know? Now, there was a little bit of a lack of polish. But again, this was before Drag Race. And I will never forget this one queen did... A number to I Dream in Color.
Oh, do you know that song? God.
So picture her standing on the stage. And then at some point, two of her minions that were just like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Some like white trash college students that, you know, were just, you know, anyway, probably got free drinks for doing this. Ripped down this curtain and behind it, taped together in strips. Was a whole backdrop of white paper that had been drawn on with crayon, a rainbow in the sky and colors.
No.
She dreams in colors.
Oh, my God.
And I love it. I love it. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, back to your drink. Sorry.
Lemonade. Okay. So what we're going to do is make a big batch of a cucumber basil lemonade. So the first thing I've done is I've chopped up a whole cucumber, and I've got it. You need a big jug of some sort, because I'm going to use the whole bottle of the cucumber vodka. This is a 750. It's not a full liter bottle, but I'm going to use the whole thing.
You're going to use that whole thing?
The whole thing. Okay. So I've chopped up cucumber into nice little circles in the bottom of my tub.
Yes.
On top of the cucumber, I'm going to pour the whole bottle.
Whew. Makes me gotta go. Wow.
Whew. Okay. Now, while I prepare the rest of the drink, I'm just gonna let that sit for a little while. Because the vodka's gonna soak up the natural flavor of the cucumber.
Okay.
So, the other ingredient is gonna be a lemonade. Uh-huh. Now, you can just go buy a half gallon if you want.
Newman's.
I really don't care. But if you do, buy good lemonade.
Newman's.
As the Barefoot Contessa would say, buy good lemonade. Or make it yourself. Easy enough. Lemon juice, sugar, water.
Any idiot can do it.
Any idiot. So you want about a half gallon of lemonade, whatever it is. All right, so you're going to pour your half gallon of lemonade into the big pitcher.
All right.
All right.
Now I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. Okay, let's go. It's like when you were... Remember when you used to go to Blockbuster to pick out a video? Every time as I was deciding what video I wanted to rent, I'd have to pee so bad.
Really?
I don't know. It was the excitement of the movies or what? I was like,
I really miss Blockbuster, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
No. I'm glad we have Netflix and iTunes, and I can just don't have to leave my couch.
There's something about being there and holding the movie and discovering. I feel like we discovered so many movies. That's not true. We rented the same movie when I was younger. I think we held a record in Blockbuster. My sister and I always rented Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the original
really?
Movie.
Really? Yeah. Which I loved.
Yeah. Like, every time we went to Blockbuster, all we right. rented that. It was our favorite. I don't know why.
Freaking love that movie!
Who am I? Oh, okay. So, into the lemonade mix, I'm also going to add a couple of fresh basil leaves.
Okay.
Brings a nice quality. Quality.
Why are you going to get quality like this?
Fresh
quality.
Basil leaves and lemon slices. Just slice them in circles. Right into the lemonade. And just let that sit for a little bit. So when you're ready to serve it, right, you've got this big mix here. Right on ice in your cup, you fill with ice. Just pour. Don't fill the glass because I think the best way to serve this is to add a little something bubbly on top.
So like a...
Like a club soda
yeah.
or Sprite. So leave a little room and then add either a little club soda, Sprite, champagne.
Ooh.
And, you know, throw a little lemon wheel, some basil as a garnish.
Basil.
Some basil as a garnish. And that's it. It's a really super refreshing summer cocktail.
I love it. I love your summer cocktails.
Well, it's my favorite.
It's the theme. What are you going to do when the weather turns crappy and it's winter? Oh, cheers.
Another chapter in the book.
All right.
Or another book.
There you go. All right. Yes.
Mm.
Wow. It's like that. It gets you right here and it gets you right here.
It gets you right here.
Remember that commercial?
It gets you right here.
A1, it gets you here and it gets you right here. Yeah. Mm. No, this is good. And this was an easy one, too.
It's super easy. You just, you know, dump a couple bottles into a tub and...
And you can, like, keep this for how long?
It'll sit for a while.
Okay.
You know, at least for the duration of your party.
That's good. All right. Mmm.
Mmm. Lemonade.
It tastes like I want my bath to feel. Have I used that description before? I feel like I have.
Yeah.
I don't remember what drink it was, but this is another one. I want my bath, my pool water to feel like this tastes. Mm.
Well, there's, you know, cucumbers are very...
Well, yeah.
Healthy for you in multiple ways.
You know, one of my favorite games is Hide the Cucumber. Guess where it is? Warmer. Warmer.
And now it's a pickle.
She's so sour.
So, coming up.
No, this is very delicious.
On this mess fest of an episode.
This actually is really perfect.
Oh, I'm glad.
And, you know, this would actually be really good served in conjunction with last week's drink.
Oh, yeah.
They would complement each other.
They would
very
be
well.
At the same beach bar.
Yes, they would.
They would be at the same party.
They would be in the same Girls Gone Wild video.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. All right, well, right after this, I'm going to talk about the new Jaclyn Hill face palette from Becca Cosmetics.
I can't wait.
So excited. Okay, we're back. We'll be right back. Okay, bye. We'll be right back.
Like a rainbow in the sky, crying to be seen. When I open my eyes to find inspiration, I search for the best I can see. If I settle for less, I won't be the best I can be. When I dream in color. I wanna.
So, you know, I'm a beauty aficionado.
Yes.
And I love a product.
You're a label whore.
I wouldn't say label whore. I just like a product. I like a well-packaged. I'm like a marketer's dream.
Yes.
Put a bow on it and I'll buy it. Okay. So Jaclyn Hill, and if you don't know who she is, she's like the number one beauty guru on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know who that was.
Yeah. She's a makeup artist, beauty guru on YouTube. She's fabulous.
Uh-huh.
She has like over 3 million subscribers.
It's
ridiculous. Yeah. But she just teamed up with Becca Cosmetics, who's a, I would say, high-end cosmetic company, to create the first ever Jaclyn Hill and Becca Cosmetics Champagne Glow Face Palette, which I thought was a perfect pairing for our beverage today because we're talking about champagnes. You can put champagne in here. And,
Yeah.
Which I'm still enjoying.
And we're celebrating your engagement.
Shh.
Oh.
Watch your mouth.
Oh.
Can you believe that? I know somebody's getting married. Yeah. Anyway, that we'll talk about that one.
That's going to be an episode or a series.
I could be like one of the Housewives when they have their spinoff series of them like getting married. Yeah.
Or like the Today Show where they somebody gets married and people vote on should they have Hawaiian food or should they have...
Oh, I don't know this.
They do, or like... Today builds a house, and then, like, should this room be blue or green? And then the people vote on it.
I've never seen that before.
Really?
But that sounds like a great standalone TV show.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. We really keep...
I know. Well, first of all, Jaclyn Hill, the palette is gorgeous. Gorgeous. Gold.
Oh, my God.
White top. Beautiful.
Sunburst gold.
Weighty, but not super heavy. But, like, it's not... Like, most palettes come in, like, a cardboard. This is, like, a hard, sturdy... You know what I mean?
Case.
Yes. And,
It looks like an iPad covering. Okay. Or, like, a nice cell phone case.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes, totally. And it kind of looks like... The top has, like, this gold detailing on it. It's white with gold detailing. And has, like, I heard talk about... creating the package. She said she kind of wanted it to go along with that champagne pop.
Bubbly.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So it kind of resembles that.
Clearly does.
Celebration, if you will. Now, I love this palette first of all the colors, all the tones are great for any skin tone. I'm going to say, first of all, good luck getting it because Jaclyn Hill and Becca Cosmetics, was it last year came out with a single highlighter that they can't keep in stock. So good luck getting this palette. But if you can, go out and get it because there's five products in here, two highlighters along with three blush and highlighter shades that come in a shimmer, a matte, and a satin. Now, it's hard for me to describe over radio the difference between the three.
Of course.
But
who doesn't love a shimmer, though?
There you go. Go to Sephora and check it out and test it out. I'm telling you, the colors are perfect. So one of the shimmers is called Prosecco Pop, which is the, like, sister to her original highlighter called Champagne Pop.
And everyone knows I love Prosecco! So that was a New York Housewives reference.
Oh, I thought that was a Maxi reference. So this Prosecco Pop is a true gold and goes great with any skin tone.
It really gives you like a nice like beachy glow.
It's definitely a summertime palette. Yeah. There's different like shades of like a rose. There's kind of like a brown nude. And you can use these as blushes or as eye colors. But like seriously, these colors are great for any skin tone. And there's so much you can do with it. If you've been kind of scared of like highlighting, I feel like this is a good palette to start with. Mm. Because they do have the highlighters, but they also have... these satin and shimmer and a matte option as well. And again, you can use this anywhere on your face. You don't have to follow the rule of like the highlighter only goes on my upper cheekbone. You know, like you can use a highlighter on your eye. You can use a highlighter in other areas of your face. Which did we talk about highlight? We talked about highlighting and contouring, didn't we?
I think so.
We'll probably have to do it again at some point. But check out.
Because you never learn.
That's it. You never learn, Tina Marie. The mirror inside is amazing. A lot of these come with a really cheap, like they pull it out of the ocean.
Strip.
Yeah. One little. But this is a really good size mirror. It's the same size as the palette. And it's just a really good quality mirror.
That mirror is intense.
Gorgeous.
You can see all the haters behind you.
Well, and the other good thing, like most of these palettes, like I said, are cardboard. And this one is so sturdy. I'm not going to throw a freaking cardboard palette in my bag. It's going to, my pocketbook. It's going to like go all over the place. So this one's great. Clamp shut, sturdy, love it. It's small enough that you can take it with you wherever you go to touch up throughout the day, but also big it like it feels like a luxury product. You know what I mean? It's not
luxury.
It's sturdy and I love it. I love it. So go check out the Jaclyn Hill Champagne Glow Face Palette by Becca Cosmetics. It came out June 16th, Sephora. You can also get it online or the Sephora app. But again, good luck, because they did a pre-release earlier in the month. Forget it. Couldn't get it.
No.
Couldn't get it. It's like going on eBay for hundreds of dollars now.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous. I know.
I, for makeup, that is something I don't understand.
Well, I also just got Jeffree Star, who's another makeup guru.
Uh-huh.
And I just got his new eye palette. And there was like a release time. And there I was sitting at the computer. Did I talk about this too? I feel like I've talked about this.
I feel like we talked about this, but I don't think we talked about it
on the podcast. So I'm sitting there with my mom, both of us on our computers, getting ready to purchase this at the 10 a.m. hour or whenever it was that it was being released. And we each bought one and sold one on eBay and like made all my money back. Yeah. Is that bad to do? I don't know.
No, that's great to do.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was such a demand.
Well, part of it's these YouTube personalities have a lot of like crazy fans. But, and I can't say this for all of the YouTube personalities and makeup bloggers, but Jeffree Star, Jaclyn Hill, Nikki Tutorials, check them all out. If you want some beauty tips and watch some good tutorials. But I really trust what they have to say. They're not just kind of like bullshitting like I do here. They really know what they're talking about. And so I trust whatever product they'd put out, and I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. And the Jeffree Star palette I love because we'll have to talk about this in another one. But the colors look like crazy and wild. But they're so highly pigmented. So if you use the colors sparingly, you can also do like really natural looks with them. And I thought that was kind of genius about his palette.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's my Buff and Beauty segment for this shooting the shit summertime fancy fun time podcast episode.
Summertime. Champagne glow.
I love it. I love a champagne glow. I can't. I have another story about this. So I was in Syracuse visiting my mom, and we were at the Sephora. And I knew that the palette wasn't going to be out for like 2 weeks. But I was like, let me just ask. Because, they get the products in early.
Yeah.
So I say to this one girl who was helping my mom out, we were looking for some brow products for her. So she's helping us out. I'm like, so when does the Jaclyn Hill? No, I said, do you guys have the Jaclyn Hill palette? And she's like, let me check. And she gets on her little wireless thing and asks. And she goes, I could tell something was up. And she's like,
you hear a laugh on the other end.
No,
the speaker.
No, actually, I could tell something was up. And she says to me, well, we can definitely sell you the eye kit that came out. The eyeshadow palette that came out, which I'm less interested in. I'm like, that's weird. Why can't she sell me the eye palette and not the face palette? Strange, because that has a specific release date too. She thinks I'm dumb. So I was like, okay. I was like, no, it's okay. So then we get to the counter, and I ask the lady at the counter, who was very nice, not like the lady at the Manhasset location.
Adult braces.
I was asking this other girl when the Jaclyn Hill palette comes out, but she didn't tell me. And she's like, oh, I think I have one in the back I can sell you. Yeah. So she radios and says, do we still have that palette? And she's waiting. She's like, hold on. They're like talking. She's like, hold on. And then I see the girl who was helping us rush out. And the girl that was checking me out kind of walks up to her and says, we have that one face palette, right? And she's like, no, we don't. And I'm like, that bitch bought it. That bitch was like, we're not selling it because it's for me. I'm sure of it. I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I was so pissed.
I used to pull that shit all the time when I worked in retail.
At Sephora.
Well, Wilson's leather.
Oh, Wilson's lava. Nope. Can't have that jacket.
Can't have that jacket. It's mine.
Anyway, it's out now and it's gorgeous and I love it. She's a bitch. When you say my name, talk more junk but won't look my way. She's a bitch. See, I got more cheese. So back on up while I roll up my sleeve. She's a bitch. You can't see me, Joe. Get on down while I shoot my flow. So you were on vacation.
I was on vacation.
I'm so jealous. It looked so fun. I was following on social media.
On social media. I had to make
Did you miss me?
Oh, my God. Oh, so much. Everyone was asking about you, by the way.
Of course they were. They're only human.
And Jill was like, how are you going to put the episode on tomorrow if you're here?
Did you explain to her how it works?
Yeah, it's pre-recorded. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Yeah. But
she's like, wait a minute. When I press play, you're not doing it live right then and there? Oh, and Jill.
I made that big cocktail. the lemonade punch, the cucumber. Uh-huh. They loved it. Mm-hmm. I made a big jar. My sister gave me this big glass jar to use, and we put it out, and we barbecued. It was so nice. My family, like, we do this every year. We get a bunch of hotel rooms out on the beach.
I know, and they put up a big sign that says, welcome!
They put up a big sign on the marquee.
With your family crest on it.
Yeah, we're kind of huge in St. Pete.
Kind of a bing deal.
We're kind of a bing deal. But it was awesome. Like, we just take over. We you know, hang out. We would just go bar hopping. Me and my cousins.
How many people did you have there?
We were like 24, I think.
Okay.
Including like a couple of small nieces and nephews. But it's like every day we do a different thing. Like, there's one big group dinner outing, and then we'll barbecue one day. We'll order a bunch of pizzas one day. And then usually me and my cousins disappear and just go bar hopping on the beach, because you can just run from one to the other.
Yep.
On the beach. It's the best kind. You don't have to worry about anything.
Just That's awesome.
Run the beach. Yeah, it was so much fun. So much fun. And, like, my grandpa and my grandmother are there.
Oh.
My grandmother stayed up to, like, 10:30 with us drinking out by the bar.
10:30?
10:30!
I love that. Oh, graham cracker.
Which is late in Florida. And when you're, you know, in your 80s, that's, like, party time.
That is party time.
Yeah. So it was so much fun. We had such a good time. I didn't want to come back.
I can't imagine. I want to go on vacation. I want to go on vacation. I've been up and back to my hometown a few times this summer already.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a mini vacation.
Yeah.
Because it's a very small town and...
It's out of the city. It's a vacation.
Out of the city, yeah. So that's been nice and relaxing and yeah.
I like it.
And now I'm gearing up for these Friday nights. I'll be DJing throughout the summer, Friday nights in Asbury Park at the Asbury Hotel.
Yes, girl.
I'm so excited for their high tea party.
Yes. Yeah,
I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome.
That's going to be so much fun. We have to go down.
It'll be a really good time.
It's Fridays?
Fridays. It'll be a good time. You can take a Friday off.
I could take a Friday off.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
why not? Live a little. Let your hair down.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. What's next?
What is next?
I don't know. Do you have any plans? I know you did your family reunion.
Family reunion was great.
Do they plan that at Pride every year?
No, this is the first year we did it in
June,
actually.
They obviously weren't thinking of you.
No.
Pride is always a good time.
Can I tell you, at work, we do a big Pride kickoff every year. The Pride group, New York Pride, rents out our entire restaurant, all floors. They do this big outdoor party. They started doing it last year, and they're like, we're going to do this every year. And it was so much fun. I was working like a little private bar we set up in the garden area, and I was just making one drink, and like everyone was having so much fun.
I love that.
They gave away so much stuff. They gave me vodka. They just had all this sponsorship stuff, and they were giving it away. I had so much fun. This year, I wasn't able to work it because I was in Florida, which, I mean, is great.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I'm on vacation on
the
beach.
When is Tampa Pride?
The weekend. It just happened this past weekend.
Okay. So, same weekend as New York Pride.
So, I missed it, yeah. And St. Pete actually does a huge parade. They're one of the biggest in the country. They're like the third largest pride celebration in the country.
Who would have thunked?
Yeah.
This wouldn't be an episode without my phone going, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And you on your phone.
I can multitask. I'm listening and texting.
Yep, yep.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of like going to Pride, like the parade. I kind of just feel like it's very commercial. It's very over-sexualized. Which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing. It's just, you know, I feel like, I feel like if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
That's true. I mean, it's fun. We, you know, we see them pretty much every year. We just go and stop by and look. You know, we don't stay.
I mean, I like to
we
do
don't
something.
Wake up early.
Right, right.
You know?
I'm not. I agree. Yes. I'm not one of the people that like hangs out at the spot the whole day. Yeah. And I feel like everyone comes out of the woodwork, whether they're really like pro LGBTQ,
Well, it's just
STVWXYZ.
Yes, no, it's true. Because, you know, what started as this march for, you know, equality and is now how many politicians and corporations
can, Starbucks.
And Delta, you know, my Aunt Jill works for Delta.
Aunt Jill.
They always have one of the largest showings at the parade. I mean, it's huge. And they're very proud of their LGBT employees. Well, yeah. They take great care of them and they celebrate it. I'm so into you, I can barely
breathe. And all I want to do is to follow. I'm in love with, of course, Ariana Grande's new album. But I genuinely really like it. Like, I'm not even just like...
No, I actually really like it too.
Because, you know, there's sometimes where like you're a huge fan of somebody and you're like, yeah, it's really... I love it. Yeah, I do love it. I love it.
There's a guy I work with who is the most straight, like, man, like, ex-military man I know.
My boyfriend.
Yeah. And, you know, we rarely have, like, common interests. And we were talking about music one day, and he's like, yo, you know who I really like right now? That Ariana Grande.
I love it.
And I was like, ah! Oh my God! Like, I thought I'd have to fake my way through some conversation right now. But like, wow. Because well, it's good. It's a good album.
It's a good album.
Into You is the one that I can't stop
listening
to.
Can I give my full review? I'm going to give my full review. Hold on.
The full Anita Buffum album review.
I'm going to pull up the album right now so I can look at the tracks. Hold on.
One by one, we're going through it. Nick Jonas's new album, by the way, just came out.
Have you listened? I have not heard yet.
I've heard a couple songs.
I don't really want to listen to him. I want to look at him.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Dangerous Woman. Okay, first of all, Moonlight is the first song on the album. And I love it. It's sweet. I don't want to call it a ballad because it's not like it doesn't swing like a ballad. It's just like a sweet, light song.
Yes.
Which is, my understanding is she wrote a bunch of music. You're like rolling your eyes like, oh God, here she goes. My understanding is that she wrote this song forever ago. And it was kind of like the catalyst for this album, which is her third. But she felt like, when she got into like the meat and potatoes of actually writing the album, that she had a little bit more of a mature sound and that other music didn't really fit. But she included this song Moonlight because she loved it. In fact, the name of the album was supposed to be Moonlight.
Wow.
So it's a cute song. Dangerous Woman, of course, we've all heard it. I love it. I think it's like, you know, at first I wasn't sure, but then I was like, okay, girl, especially when you see her do it live.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
That note at the end. Oh,
I can't.
When that note hits, it's over. I'm surprised, by the way, I was surprised and not surprised to find out that most of this album was co-written and produced by Max Martin again.
Oh, yeah.
How does one human being...
Well, come on.
I mean, how does a 40-something-year-old man...
Well, this is the difference between an artist and, like, somebody who's just a puppet. And actually, although written and produced by him, she also does a lot of writing.
And, oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I'm not
and
saying
I love that about
is
her.
Responsible, but it's yeah. just like everything this man touches.
I know. It's great.
Is gold.
Right. And I don't know. Is Ariana like a... I mean, I don't think Ariana has reached the status of like a Justin Bieber or an Adele where, you know, everything's number one. But it's quality. Like, if you listen to it, it's like all really good. Part of me feels like the reason for that is that she is so cute that I feel like her image makes you not take her seriously. And I hate that.
Yeah, but also, she is still young.
She's 24.
She's young.
Okay.
Get there.
Yeah.
She'll get there.
So
Beyonce's in her mid-30s. By the time Ariana's
Beyonce's
there,
in her early 40s.
She is not. How dare you? How dare you?
How dare I?
By the time Ariana's that age, if she keeps on the path that she's on, she'll be doing stadium tours too.
Probably.
I think so. Because she has the whole package. She has the voice. She can dance. She's funny. She's
personality. Yeah. Be All Right is the third track, which is fun. It kind of has like a 90s house like... Yeah, I'm going to go through
them. Are we really doing a track by track commentary? Yeah, I love it.
Track four is Into You, which is like the new single, and it's probably my favorite song right now on the album.
It gets stuck in my head constantly.
I don't love the video. Have you seen the video?
Yeah, it's just like her with the guy in the old hotel.
Well, it tells
the
story. He's like her security, right? They're not really supposed to be together or something.
No, but that song could have like a sick video.
Have you seen her do it live? I love it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
The choreography is awesome.
At the Billboard? Was it the Billboard?
Billboard. Yep.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Credible news source.
Side to Side featuring Nicki Minaj. Love.
Love.
Freaking love. I'm surprised that's not the single for summer. I bet it'll be the next one.
It will
be. And I love it. So different for Ariana. It has kind of like a reggae swing. Yeah. Like,
that's going to be midsummer. It's going to come out. And it's going to hit.
I'm dying. Let Me Love You featuring Lil Wayne. It's all right.
It's all right.
Everyday featuring Future. Oh, I missed one. Oh, my God. Okay, so we talked about Greedy. Greedy is fun.
You just, yeah.
Okay, Greedy is fun. Nobody cares. I'm going into depth. I don't care. Leave Me Lonely, I love, with Macy Gray.
Love. Where has she been?
Well, she was on Fuller House. Leave Me Lonely featuring Macy Gray. Sounds like kind of James Bondy.
I love that
so
song.
So good. I love
that song.
Everyday featuring Future. It's another one. I feel like I get confused. I get Let Me Love You and Everyday kind of confused. They're very similar.
That's racist.
I know. Track 10, Sometimes. It's another good, like, summery, sweet. I'm going through them all. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm going through them all.
I know.
Track 11, I Don't Care. I could skip it. It's true. It's called I Don't Care.
It's your actually theme song.
I actually could skip this song. 12, Bad Decisions. I love it. Touch It is another fun one. It's kind of like dancey.
Your theme song.
Touch It. My favorite is this New Better Forever Boy, which I feel like was two incomplete songs that they put together. No, really, because it starts off one way and then goes in a totally different direction.
Oh, interesting.
It's very, like...
ethereal?
Yeah, cinematic, ethereal, like, spacey.
Yeah.
And I'd love... And again, it has a little bit of a 90s house feel. I love it. Love it. Mm. And then Thinking About You, the final track, is a great final track of a song.
Mm.
It kind of is like... I love that... To me, none of these songs on this album are like a throwaway. I feel like they all could be singles, and to me, that's a sign of like a great album. Like
Taylor Swift,
like Katy Perry, California Dream Girls, whatever that album is. Like,
Were your dream girls,
boy, who dream about? Yeah. Anyway, I love the album. It's really good. If you're not into Ariana Grande, take a listen to the album. I think you will be surprised. Don't you think that?
I agree.
Yeah.
Because it really is a crossover for her. How do you feel about Fergie? She's got something
You've
coming.
You've seen the new thing, right?
Well, she did a tease, like a 30-second minute.
Hold on.
Oh.
So, you go on YouTube over here, and you just type in Ferg.
Uh-huh.
You can see, first of all, her Fergie Hungry, teaser.
It's like a teaser video for...
Her new single, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, she did a concert. There's like a full-on concert.
Rock in Rio,
yep. And she does this new song. She opens with this new song. So good. I don't know what the song is called, but
it samples
It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right. Yeah. Woo! It Takes Two to Make It Out of Sight.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Woo!
Ow! Yeah. 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 The sad thing is Fergie kind of sounded like you.
Oh.
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 So I'm excited for new Fergie music.
Oh.
I've also been listening on repeat to the new Gwen Stefani album.
Which is very different.
Here I am just listening to it on repeat as we get ready for gigs and whatever. And then all of a sudden the other day, I mean, I must have heard it a dozen times now. I go, this album's really deep. Wow, these lyrics are like a big deal.
Well, that's what she said.
Uh-huh.
She said, I'm not making this for the radio. I'm making this because I want to sing these songs.
Well, it's a good album. Good for her.
When is Britney's dropping, by the way?
I don't know. I can't. I mean, I'm all for good music, so I hope it's good music. I was just so disappointed about Britney's Billboard performance.
So
I mean, she looked great, but there's so much more than just looking great to a good performance, you know?
Well, she's promising like big changes. It's going to sound different. It's going to look different. Which means she's...
Is that like when... Remember before I'm a Slave for You came out, there was like a documentary or Behind the Music or something. I can't remember what it was. And I remember she was talking to somebody and she's like, I rap on the album. I rap on I'm a Slave for You. She was so excited. And I was like, what?
Oh.
That's not rapping, girl.
Madonna said that too. Do you remember that interview she did on the Today Show when American Life came out? And Katie Couric was asking her about the rapping on it. And Madonna said she was going to teach Katie Couric how to rap on air. And she did. And no. you know that terrible rap in that song?
Yeah.
I drink a mocha latte and I
get a double shot. Yeah. And you know I'm satisfied.
She does that.
Katie Couric.
Yeah. I'm digging it up. I'm going to broadcast it.
I want to hear that on like auto-tuned, like made into a song.
The world needs to remember that.
You know what else would be fun, guys? Going over to AnitaBuffum.com or DragQueenMerch.com and outfitting your wardrobe with one of my new t-shirts or tank tops. You know, I worked really hard on these. I designed them so that even if you didn't know who I was, you'd still want to wear the shirt. You know what I mean? Don't you agree? They're cool looking shirts.
With your face all over them.
And you're colorblind. Not all of them have my face all over them. Go check it out now, AnitaBuffum.com. Click Let's Shop.
Let's Shop.
And get one of your t-shirts. Get one of my t-shirts now. I mean, what the hell is taking you so long?
Why aren't you wearing it right now?
And I want to see pictures of people wearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While they're in the buff.
Yes. In the buff, but just the t-shirt.
In the buff with the t-shirt.
There you go. And before we go, as always, it's another... In the Buff presents Bette Midler, Twitter Theater.
All the magazines want to terrorize us about our beach bodies. Fuck them! They make us sound like corpses that just washed up on the sand. Okay, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We made it through.
We did it. As always, you can find us on all social media, In the Buff Podcast.
Yes.
You can find me, Anita Buffum, Facebook, Instagrammies, Max Blowers, spelled like blowers. And be sure to subscribe to us on whatever platform, iTunes, SoundCloud.
Yep.
We're on all of them.
Google Play.
That's right.
Find us, like us, and please ask us anything. Send us suggestions, questions.
God, you sound desperate.
Anything.
Please.
Someone listen. No, we love hearing from everyone.
And we do.
We like helping people.
And we like, our goal is to make this podcast as interactive as possible, and we can only do that with you guys. So help us out. Take a second, share us with a friend, rate us on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And we love bringing you content every week.
Every week. We hope you had a happy Pride.
We do.
We did.
We did. We did hope that you had.
It was great.
That's it.
When it'll happen.
By the time you're listening to this... We'll have already hoped that you will have a Pride, a good Pride.
Yes.
Yeah, God, it's too, you know, Matrix, Back to the Future. I can't do it.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, here they come, kissing my ass. Hey, we love you, Britney, sign 1,000 autographs. Please, just get to the point when you talk to me. And if a favor gets involved, just rub my feet. Yeah, this business is... And I want to be funner. I want to sit at home and watch Dumb and Dumber. Psych, I take that back. I'm just tricking, you see? Because when I show my belly, everybody copies me. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Not that the cowards, but I'm just Britney Spears and I got all this power. But the bottom line is, I don't even use it. Right when you become a bitch, that's when you lose it. So what if I do? What if I lose it all today? I've always got my friends to hold me all the way. Happiness is the key and love when you fall. Like Lauryn Hill said, if you ain't got that, then go nothing else.